Welcome to Sesh. This is our podcast where we just kind of smoke and hang out and chat about whatever we find interesting that day or that week.
That was really good, Lindsay. This is Jamie. She's braver than I am, so she gets to do the intro this time.
Yeah.
And we got one other person.
I'm Matt. Hi.
We're friends, and I'm from Illinois, and you guys.
We're in Canada.
And we met because of our mutual love of podcasting, pretty much, and listening to them. And we bonded over weed, I think.
Yeah, and the paranormal. Because the first thing that we ever did was you read my tarot cards. And it
Yeah.
all developed from there. You started a video call me every day, and I was like, oh,
We're friends now.
I have.
You would not believe how many tarot readings I did from that thread.
Yeah.
I've probably done like 70 readings. It
Wow.
was, and I mean, a lot of free readings. It was really, really good. I also did it in another group before. I'm trying to think of which one it was, but it was like a witchy group, I think. And I did a lot there. And so that's how I got like most of my tarot reading experiences is like marathon readings where I've got like six in a day and I'm then so exhausted and getting all those nerves out. Crazy.
Really cool, though.
Yeah.
It was a really good idea to do that.
Yeah, and then I feel like because I video chat with people a lot, you know, for my readings too, and you have to kind of get to know people and not be so shy. I feel like video chatting with my friends and smoking weed with them has like helped me not be so shy.
It's true. I feel like I
Yeah.
just share like every moment of my life. It's like I'm on my own MTV reality show. Somebody's just following me around all the time because I'm just always like Snapchatting somebody or
Yeah.
on Marco Polo or on Facebook Messenger with you.
It's because we don't have real interaction with people. You guys are my people that I come across at the grocery store or whatever, except it's like, I thought of Lindsay, let me call her and see her real quick because I don't leave the house, motherfuckers.
I know.
Don't.
I try to leave the house a little bit. I at least get outside of the house now that it's nice
I'm
outside.
trying to, but I'm safe in my little fenced-in backyard because I got that privilege. But
What are we
don't have
smoking
to.
today?
I think it's a Reggie, I think, and it's like, it's definitely feels like an indica.
Yeah.
Add a little bit of Swisher Sweet to
I think we're also on an indica now because I'm starting to
There's a little bit of,
relax a little more.
yeah, there's a little bit of both, but there's mostly indica. Ours is, we got Dynamite OG and we got Cookies Monster.
You know
That
the name of the suckers, the Clickers that you sent me, what kind of weed that was?
It's just distillate, so
Um.
they basically like it's stripped of all of the terpenes and everything, so it's not really like a specific strain at that point. And sometimes I buy distillate that has terpenes in it, which is cool because some things will just have more of like a sativa kick to them or something, but it's still the relaxing body high. So I kind of switch it up a little bit, but that one was, I'm pretty sure just a normal, like raw distillate. I think tomorrow we're gonna get into some goodies too. We've decided that a good idea. We have to set up the chill room so that I can also do my tarot readings.
Yes.
Helping me out and teaching me the ways because I've always been intuitive. So we have that to bond over, which makes our friendship special too.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool world.
I did a crazy reading today. Like, it's funny because I met this girl. I hope she doesn't mind me saying her name, but well, I'm not going to say her last name. So her name is Agnes, and she's my client, and she's amazing. And she sent me a friend, and she was like, "Hey, Jamie, my friend Agnes wants you to read for her." And I figured we just like, I message you as a group. Me, Agnes, and Agnes. I was like,
Oh my God.
"You have a friend named Agnes? What?"
Oh
And then I had to like pull myself together like 35 minutes later and be like, "Oh, by the way, hi, nice to meet you."
my God. That's
That's
really
just a weird name, but all of her the cards were just like crazy. It was a
funny. Yeah.
crazy reading.
My last reading. So this is the crazy thing I've been keeping from you because I wanted to specifically podcast about it. So I did a reading for a girl I went to high school with, and I found out at the same time that her mom also reads tarot cards. And so then I think 2 days later, she said, "Will you read my mom?" And I was kind of like, oh God, because I'm new, so I'm
And you
terrified.
feel like they would be like the biggest critic.
Exactly, because I'm just like, she probably knows what's going on in her life already, and I'm not really gonna. But anyways, so I accepted. I'm like, yeah, for sure. So she basically did the exact same thing that you had. So it was like her daughter sent a group message to myself and her and just kind of introduced. So I'm like, oh, hey, I'll send you a private message. We'll chat, whatever. And so I got her to download Marco Polo too. We're gonna be like spokespeople for Marco Polo.
I know. Joey was like, my husband was like, "Jamie, it sounds like you're like fucking promoting this app right now. They need to start paying you." I'm like, "I know, but really, literally, yeah, this is one of the, I feel like a spokesperson for that damn app."
Amazing app, like I can't lie. So even if I'm not being paid,
I
you
made
know,
you download that, didn't I?
you did, yeah. And so as soon as you did that, I started to get some of my friends back home to download it because I was like, this is really cool. We can just leave each other voice text,
Voicemail.
voicemail, face
Speaking
mail.
of voicemails, and it's like you have to watch me as long as I make you watch me because there's no time limit, motherfucker.
Exactly. That
I got
kind
you.
of is bad for a stoner though, because I'll just be sitting there like ranting and raving, and I'm like, oh my God, I've been talking for like 30 fucking minutes. You're not even gonna know what to say back. Okay. But anyways, okay, so before I
You can
forget where
read me a
I'm going,
journal.
oh my goodness. Okay, so I like walk her mom through downloading the app and whatever, and so finally we connect, and so she's like, okay, well, you know what? Just do general reading and we'll go from there. And I'm like, okay. So I pulled like seven or eight cards and I just kind of went through it. And she's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Whatever. So then she's like, okay, I want to know. And like she asked a personal question about like a friend of hers. And so I did like a quick reading for that. And then she wanted more in depth. And so then I pulled like five cards, and I went through a whole scenario of like her friend and her situation and whatever. And she's like, oh my God, because I'm just like hitting things on the head. And I'm like, okay, this is awesome. Like, this is only like my seventh reading, and it's everyone's been good. So, whatever. And
You're on a fucking roll. You never
yeah.
had like a brain freeze day?
What's
There's
that?
been, especially in the beginning, like days where it's just not happening.
No, I haven't really, but like I haven't done a ton either. I've kind of just done them when they've came to me. Like, I haven't had a set appointment so far. It's kind of been random, or like the one day that I just picked it up and I just read like five people in a row because I just wanted to kind of test it and see what people said. But then I was exhausted for a couple days. But so anyway, in the reading, she tells me she can communicate with dead people. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, that's cool. So at the very end, like, we're just kind of going back and forth talking like friends at this point. Like, it was just really comfortable. And so then she's like, I've been meaning to ask you, like, about like the grandmother spirit that's like behind you. And I was just like,
I just love it when somebody can confirm that for you.
Oh yeah. Well, and that's she like thing. She kind of went on a little bit, and like, she was like, I don't know if she doesn't trust me. She's just not giving me a lot of information, but she said like, she was proud of me and whatever. And she showed like a bingo cage, and I'm like, okay, she played bingo, whatever. But like, I already knew who it was going into it. But like, fast forward a week, and she messaged me yesterday, and she was like, so here it begins. Your grandmother woke me up last night.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's why my friends won't do it.
I know. I'm like, I feel like I had to apologize for her. I'm like, I'm sorry that she did that. Like, I'm Canadian, so I apologize for anything anyways. But I'm sorry about that. But she's like, she said to me, tell Lindsay Eleanor, she'll know that. And I'm like, okay, so I already knew, like, I already understood. I don't know why she felt the need, but that's her name. And she was just like, piss off. So
maybe your grandmother didn't know if you would believe.
I don't know, like, because I was sitting there like confirming it at the time, but I feel more like she didn't trust her. And I was like, well, I mean, I trust you and I believe the things you're telling me. So hopefully she'll, because she had just like a message. It was nothing serious. It was just kind of like a little message for maybe one of her kids. It's hard to say for sure. Nobody really. But the funny thing is that when I was talking to my uncle about it, he started telling me like he's intuitive too, and he has cards, but he doesn't discuss that with anybody. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting, because the woman told me she's pretty sure that it came from my grandmother, but that she may not have known it, but like, now she's passed it on. And my mom read tarot cards. She just had a bad experience, though. Like, it was just too real for her. It was something she didn't want to know, and it happened. So she just stopped doing it. But I was just like, this is interesting that so many of our family members, now that I'm talking about it, just like have these little abilities. But that was my crazy thing. But I was keeping it from you because I just was like, this needs to be a podcast.
That's very cool.
It's really like cool.
My grandparents, my grandmothers, I feel like the women are more intuitive normally than, I think it's way more common for a woman to be intuitive than a man.
Yeah.
But like my grandmothers were, they quilted or they like crocheted, and like I feel like making something like that and like manifesting it and putting your intention of love into things, like there's a reason you're making that. It's putting your love into the work.
Mm-hmm.
And then giving it to somebody you love. I feel like that's a spell. So there's been that sort of like energy exchange from my grandparents and my great grandparents. I know my great great grandparents did it too. They were all doing energy work. There's a reason why you take care and, you know, create something beautiful for somebody.
It just sucks because I was talking to my uncle about it and he's like, you know what? She might have been, but back then it's like it was not a common topic. It was not something anybody was talking about. So a lot of people wouldn't have even done anything with it, they just would have been like, well, that's kind of weird that these coincidences happen, without being able to kind of put it all together. Or just feeling like they're crazy because nobody else is doing.
What about you, Matt? Did your family talk about anything like this?
We just recently met my mom's sister, my aunt, for the first time.
Yeah.
And she's intuitive. Her and Lindsay got along great. Like, they were just like two peas in a pod.
And the weird thing is she lives in Lindsay, Ontario.
Yeah.
So, what?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she does some of that stuff. She reads tarot, I think.
She's totally like hippy dippy, like,
yeah, we smoked are. With her. Like, yeah. It was awesome.
That.
Yeah, and we just randomly ended up smoking with her.
So we went to like a native reserve on the way up because they have dispensaries on the reserves. So we stopped and we got like a few pre-rolled joints, and we got these like medicated drinks, like fruit punch and iced tea. And we were drinking those on the way there, and we're like, oh my God, we have to keep it cool. We have to keep it cool.
I would have never even thought there was a such thing as a medicated drink.
Yeah, and we got my mom to drive us so we could just sit in the back seat and do whatever.
Just get ripped.
So, and we went to Bob Cajun because I don't know if you've heard of the Tragically Hip. Like, they were a Canadian band, and they were...
Oh, I feel like you talked about them the first time we ever talked.
More than likely. I really love their music. Like, their lead singer actually died on my birthday this year. Or this past year.
You did tell me that.
Yeah. But they sing a song called Bob Cajun, and it's my favorite song by them. And it's like a cottage country area in Ontario. So it was kind of like on the way. So we made a pit stop there too. And it was really cool.
That's really cool.
It's cool because my mom and my stepdad are cool. So they just stopped for smoke breaks because they smoke cigarettes anyways, and we would just get out and we'd smoke a joint.
Yeah, it was pretty good. We smoked so much weed that trip. Holy crap.
So much.
Well, everywhere I went, it was weed.
I had court today. But like on the way, I was listening to Keith and the Girl, and they had this guy on, and he has a podcast called Mortified, and they read people's diaries from like when they were a kid.
Oh my God. Actually, you know what? I may have watched a couple of those or something similar.
Yeah, it's like a show that he does where he reads people's diaries. I want to see that. And hear it. I don't know. And then he talked about the Anne Frank diary. Did you read that?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Nope.
It was crazy.
I'm bad. I'm one of those people that likes to kind of stay in their naive little bubble and not like learn too much about the badness of the world. It just brings me down.
Did you hear about Anthony Bourdain?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, that's terrible. I don't know. Like, people are starting to be. There's starting to be like conspiracies that there's not really this many suicides. That people are like getting away with killing people.
That would be crazy.
That's insane, yeah.
But I mean, that's just what is normal, and pretending there's no mental health issues, right? Yeah. I'd rather people are killing each other than just...
That's what they're trying to do to cover it up, for the fact that they're not helping people with mental health issues.
Yep.
Jeez.
I know.
Did you hear that Kat Von D is... an anti-vaxxer?
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's like a big thing right now. It's got everybody all.
Does she have kids?
She's pregnant.
Oh. Shows how much attention I pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This coffee is so hot. I just want to chug it, but it's like a million degrees.
I can't
coffee. Can't you see?
Oh my god.
I got a cup and it's a million degrees. Oh sorry, I'm
full of
singing on podcast number two.
We didn't remember to introduce ourselves the first time, and by the second time, we're already.
Well, it's technically our third time, but
it is. We recorded a whole second one where we did remember to introduce ourselves, and it's stuck on my phone because I can't put it onto
our. I keep thinking we talked about the Knights Templar. They shut us down. Fucking Scientologists shut us down at the end of our first podcast.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy, y'all.
Fucking Tom Cruise.
Who's going to shut us down this time? Yeah.
John. Hey, Tom Cruise, we better have this podcast.
Yeah. So far, so good from what I see. I think that was.
You know, be like, you need to get your ex-husband in line.
I think Matt's gonna bring us up to speed. I don't know if you know this, so that's why we thought it would be really interesting to talk about. Canada right now is basically discovering we had a serial killer for years and years and years, and they're like turning up bodies and stuff. So Matt has been following this pretty closely. He has a lot.
You guys got like so much snow and shit, you can just hide bodies wherever you want.
Yeah, and well, the guy had a lot of properties too.
They melt away with the runoff.
That's right. Yeah. They just all go, they're just in igloos.
That's right.
Nobody checks there because the bodies don't stink. So.
That's right, because they're frozen.
Yeah. Nobody knows. Yeah,
popsicles.
So we thought it would be cool to kind of give you a little bit of information and.
Fuck yeah, that is. Fucking crazy.
Any listeners that we might end up
still out there, you think? Do you think the serial killer is still out there?
They're pretty sure they caught him.
But they're like, they're finding more and more and more all the time. Like, it's a really complex one that they think goes back to like.
Possibly like 1975.
Yeah. And like, he's just been like kind of slowly doing this through the years and getting away with it.
He's been charged with 8 murders, but there's like, he's a landscaper. And so there's like 75.
Never trust your landscaper.
He hid bodies in those big giant planters. And there's 75 other properties that they're in the process of excavating and searching for. And they have evidence to link him to 8 other murders. It's crazy. It's like probably the biggest. If he's been killing,
he's using like the dead body to like fertilize his plants.
Maybe.
Well, it would be good compost.
A really good compost, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my. What the hell?
If you want your garden to grow,
if you happen to kill somebody, or you know.
Yeah.
That
works. But yeah, so that's crazy.
Mary, Mary, question, Sherry.
Well, how did tell her how he was discovered? Like, basically a whole bunch of, were they gay?
Yeah, so he's like from the gay village, and he basically was like preying on
single gay dads,
like late onset gay males, like for like married in the past with kids and stuff, and now they're just single gay males. But they're older. They're like in their like 40s, like mid 40s to probably I think 60s. He's around 60 or 57 or something. But yeah, they discovered it because there's a couple more well-known gay men that went missing in the Toronto's gay village. And they like, and so they kind of linked to it. But the crazy thing that happened that I just found out just the other day was that They had been investigating him for months and months without telling anybody.
Wow.
Like, not a single soul. They like had like this special warrant that allowed them to track him without using any methods they deemed necessary. And they chose not to call him a serial killer until like, and they still really haven't called him a serial killer, but he is. And it like they held so much information away from the media. It was crazy. It doesn't usually happen here. They're usually pretty good, but this case was really, really, really insane.
What kind of people was he murdering?
He was murdering. He was murdering late
Did you
onset
already tell
females.
me?
Yeah,
Because
females is what I like to say.
it was like a there was like an internet group where basically all of
Yeah.
these onset late gay males, so like all of these men who kind of pretended they were straight through the years to have their marriage and their children and stuff,
Yeah.
so they all kind of get together and this is a support group for them, and that's how he was finding them.
Yeah.
So he was like one of these guys on this group, and he was just like, I guess, setting up meetings or whatever and
Yeah.
killing the m murdering these people, and they would not
Holy
find
shit.
anything. I
Yeah.
know.
Was he gay too, though?
Yeah. There was this he would hook up with this one guy. There was a story. And he would all constantly hook up with this one guy. And one time he like, I guess this is the guy's story. He was in the back of this van and he thought that their things were gonna, get going on. And suddenly, this guy's name is Brian MacArthur, by the way. He grabbed his friend by the back of the neck and like started to like really like pull him down and like really get aggressive. And that was it. Like he took off and he got lucky. He probably would have been killed if he wasn't paying attention.
Because now he's like, I would have died. That was when I was gonna die. Like,
Yeah, just insane. It's so
wow.
like up there with that Robert Picton guy from Vancouver who was
Yeah.
killing all those women and feeding them to his pigs. But that's another.
Oh my gosh. I don't know anything about Canadian history.
Because when he was talking, I was thinking, I think we'll bring Canadian murders or like weird things to the table pretty often because I do know it's a lot of unexplored territory for
Yeah.
a lot of people.
There really hasn't been many serial killers in Canada. Paul
No,
Bernardo.
but there have been some bad
See,
ones.
yeah, we seem to like if we do it right.
Yeah,
Right?
we've
We
already
kill a
been
lot of
looking at,
people.
yep. We don't have that many of them, so they make it count.
That's right.
Because you
Yeah.
guys are nice all the time, finally you snap.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. It's so cold.
Tired of saying sorry. You said one too many sorries.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just not sorry
You
anymore.
made me sound sorry. Fuck you.
It makes you a sociopath because you say sorry all the time, you lose feelings. My dog just fell off the
Working too hard.
bed. Oh, it's because he's trying to catch bugs.
Did we want
Guys.
to talk about like the Ouija board stuff that we talked about the last time?
Yes.
Yes.
How could we not? I thought I didn't know if that was one of them that got deleted or if that was what we talked about.
Yeah, that was on our second.
Mysterious one that didn't work. Yeah.
It was
Knights of Templar, like, shut that shit down.
Yeah.
We unblew the lid off of them, apparently.
So my Ouija experience, I think I was like 12 or 13 years old, and my friend came over to my house. And I don't know if my parents were there or not. I remember we were in the front room and we had all the lights out. We just had like a candle going to be creepy. And I don't know if we really had a ghost or spirit or not. We were getting answers. I know for sure I wasn't pushing it, so I don't know if my friend was pushing it, but it was giving us weird stuff. Like we're saying, what is your name? And it's saying things like Calvin Klein. And then we're saying, who killed you or how did you die? Like I was murdered. who killed you? DKNY. So we're like, what the f-?
Yes.
Like, it's just weird because it's just clothing brands. You did bring up, though, in the last one, like, is that something any of us would have been wearing? And my friend could have been wearing those brands because that's something she would have worn. So that interests me now. I almost want to message her and be like, so do you remember, were you moving, what's it called again?
The planchette.
Planchette, yeah. Were you moving the planchette, or were we, did we just have like a smart ass fucking ghost?
Yeah, I wonder. We've definitely had some crazy things happen. I've played the Ouija board lots and lots of times.
You made your own Ouija board.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's the group of ladies that I have been playing with, but or what. Like, I'm kind of interested in trying with different people to, like, see if I can get different spirits to come to me. Because right now, I'm getting, like, just this demon over and over and over.
Do you want to try right now?
Sure. Let me... Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. People are totally going to be like, oh, this is too much.
This is extra.
This is so extra right now.
Matt didn't know what that meant, so I had to, like, I had to teach him, and so I was like, okay, well, I mean, like, I'm down with the kids a little bit. My sister's, like, 8 years younger than me, so I get to hear this shit, but I was like, I'm not sure if I'm exactly right, so I go to Urban Dictionary, and we were just, like, pissing ourselves, reading all of the definitions. Oh my god. So that's one of my favorite.
You know, you're fucking old.
I know. Like, when On Fleek came out.
I fucking embarrassed my son so much. I am the embarrassing mom.
Yeah.
He just looks at me like, oh my god, mom, don't talk to them. I'm just like,
oh. I know.
I'm going up to the cool eighth grader that Addison would never approach, and I'm just like, hey. Have you seen so-and-so? I'm looking for Addison's friend. Okay.
I've been lighting my lighter so much today with my right hand that I'm, like, getting calloused.
You're going to get carpal tunnel.
I know. I switched to my left hand.
I just want to chug my coffee so bad. It's damn hot. Okay. So you want to see who's here?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully this will, like, transfer well over the podcast.
We don't know how it will go. If it's not good, we'll give it up pretty quick. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
Stick with us.
Is anybody there? Oh, it's that demon.
Seriously?
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Goodbye. You are not welcome in our podcast.
Damn, that sucks. Not
houses. You're
not welcome anywhere near my house.
GTFO, motherfucker.
Restraining order.
I don't want no motherfucking demons in my motherfucking house.
I'm a little Samuel on your ass.
I don't know if he's attached to me or if he's attached to my husband.
What did he specifically say? Did he say Zozo again, or did he say anything else?
He just said Zozo.
Fuck you.
And yeah, I just gotta get rid of him. And I don't know how.
Well, I think you said that people said you should get rid of your board, but it kind of sucks because you made it. So it's a little sentimental, but I think that you should have one of your bonfires again and just maybe chuck it in.
Oh, but I...
I know.
You can make another
Well,
one.
fuck, Parker Brothers sells them for like $11.99, I bet. So.
But I made it. Like, why did it get shitty? You
Your
really think
local
it would make a
park.
difference if I had a different one? You don't think it's me or the energy that surrounds me?
It's hard to say.
You think it's connected to the physical board?
Have you looked into what you would have to do to rid yourself of it? Like within your house, not even with the game, just seeing what you need to do.
I don't think I should talk about this
We'll chat in private.
Yeah, I think that, like, I don't know. There's definitely something that I gotta do to clean energy, clean house.
Do some Googles. The Googles will tell you.
No, the tarot will tell you, man. Tarot will tell you, man.
It's true, but you just have to listen. Do you have trouble listening, Jamie?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely. So, did you see my post about on my timeline? It's so stupid to talk about like your Facebook timeline, but did you see my post about like, hey, who's got ghosts? You
Yeah.
want to get them to talk about ghosts?
Yes, and I wanted at that moment I was like, oh my God, we need to record because I've been holding on to this ghost information for like a whole week
Yes.
now. Yes, so what did you get as responses?
Let me look. Hold on, hold on, hold on. See if I can open it on my tablet.
11
How
steps
to
of
get
Wiki
rid of
How.
demons. 11 steps with pictures. Wiki how.
For dummies.
Curious.
Okay.
Exactly. How to get rid of demons for dummies.
Ooh, defense against the demon. Okay, here we go. Clean your personal area. If your house is a mess, it will create a dirty, unpleasant environment which will benefit the demon's manifestations. Build up your spiritual protection before dealing with any spirit, skeptical or not. It is much safer if you have some sort of psychic protection to reduce the chances of demonic possession and getting hurt. Three. Get rid of objects that might provoke too much negativity or bad vibes. If it doesn't feel good, follow your gut and get rid of it. Cleanse your area. So, incense, candles, crystal, whatever you use to purify your space. Smudging is a powerful method used worldwide. Perform.
I've been smudging the shit out of everything, man.
After that, you have to.
I had a bonfire tonight.
So this number five, perform a serious banishing ritual. This is the most important step. I don't think you've done this yet. I think that's why. Because this is just a six-point plan. Okay, so five. This is the most important step. You can perform any ritual.
You would think you would put the most important first.
Yeah, well, you'd think so, but they want you to try a lot of shit that doesn't work. First.
Wiki says, how about you read this whole thing before I tell you the answer?
So it says
Bullshit.
you can perform any ritual, but you need to be sure that you are not completely alone, that you know exactly what you're doing. Oh shit, it's more than five, six, sorry. Six, do not underestimate the demon. Do not take it for a fool. It can outsmart you
I
and
know. It can fucking choke you out and be like, hey, don't underestimate me,
Well,
you
this is
bitch.
a Christian thing, I think. Defend yourself from demons by reciting the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Nope.
It scares the devil greatly when the rosary is prayed upon and surely will defend you from demons. Interesting.
Don't know.
So
I don't
that's
know about
one
that one.
way. I'm going to keep Googling, don't worry.
That just sounds like a 12-step program.
Yeah. All of these are
Oh,
like,
I want to read to you the responses.
yes.
So my cousin, which we found out that we are cousins through this like local witch group that we have.
Interesting.
It's weird. She said that she has a black shadow in the shape of a dog that plays hide and seek. And I said that I've got a little boy here, because I do. I've got like a little boy, like probably like 11 or 12, or maybe even like 9, 10, 11, 12, like little kid. Not like, I don't know, whatever. And he just like is super fast. And then,
Thing that you've blamed on Addison, that Addison has sworn he's not done.
no, not really, but just like hiding, peeking around a corner real quick. But Addison's dad, his fiance, so Addison's stepmom commented, and she said it's Addison, not the little, not a ghost, that it's just Addison. And then my friend Leslie said always ghosts, because she's got so many ghosts that follow her. Scott said mainly family that visits in my sleep. Some are floating around my house. Somebody said their dad, a little boy, when I was about 3 or 4, a little boy always wearing a diaper and always wanted to hold my hand. And then we moved and I never saw him again. And my ex-mother-in-law said, no ghosts, just demons.
Yikes. Well, I don't think my grandma's a demon, so I'd like to believe that's not true.
Yeah. Too.
I've had both ghosts and demons. Let me get back to the video. There we go.
Excuse me.
You can get a Skype exorcism.
Awesome. I really want to learn how to hypnotize people through Facebook Messenger or like whatever.
Oh, the woman that speaks to dead people, she told me that she's had the ability since she was 3 years old, but that, like, obviously she was pretty terrified, so she didn't do anything with it for a long time. But she said now it just kind of, she knows how to shut it off and stuff, so she will. But, like, my grandma woke her up, so kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
No.
I dreamed about a ghost the other night. Like, I don't know, it was like really a trippy dream. But actually, I like started to tell you, and then I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't talk about that one.
That's funny. Oh yeah, and we talked about Oak Island in the last episode
Yes.
we'll never see the light of day. Well, maybe one day.
Hopefully one day. They're getting closer.
Oak Island's a pretty crazy mystery, and it's cool because a lot of Americans actually do know about it because of who's there doing the project and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's actually a lot of Americans that are interested. And then, like, honestly, if it was only Canadians, they probably wouldn't have a show, or it wouldn't be as good of a show. It'd be like a B grade
Oh, it'd be a
show.
low budget.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Be run by CBC.
But
That is such craziness.
I know, especially what's happening now. Like, I lost interest for a long time because nothing was really happening. They'd find things here and there, but nothing crazy. But in the last season, like, they're finding ties to the Templar in, like,
Yeah.
France and
And like the Middle East, it's crazy.
yeah, they were finding
Yeah.
Pieces of bone from like Middle Eastern people, from European people.
From dates where they shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
Like early
Like it
1600s.
made no sense for there to have actually been like a Middle Easterner in that area at that time, but they were like, well, they would have had them as like a stowaway on the ship, or like a
Slave, yeah.
worker, a slave, or whatever. Like,
true.
I just think it's fucking crazy that anybody was ever smart enough to come up with digging the money pit and having all these like, there's all these curses surrounding it. There's supposed to be one more death.
It's like real life Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
It is.
In the, like, because there's like a premonition about it, and there's supposed to be one more death before.
Yeah, like someone.
Okay, so who the fuck made this premonition?
I don't know.
That's what I'd like to know.
It's always been part
where
of
it. Where did that come from?
Why can you tell
what
people?
What crazy witch was like, oh, I know. Treasure will be found.
Oh, I know. I love that show.
I think it's like the some of the religious artifacts, but not like the Christian ones that they think that are there. I think that's hogwash. Maybe like the golden menorah or something, or like the whatever the treasures were from King Solomon's temple, something like that.
Oh, and they were bringing up like pieces of paper that they think could be Shakespeare's manuscripts or something.
Yeah.
Is that what they think?
Oh my god, yeah, that's so crazy.
Like, it's just insane to me that it's like basically they were just these horrible thieves who figured out how to bury their treasure and nobody can get it. Although the one guy, Samuel Bell, I think his name is.
Ball, yeah.
Oh, Samuel Ball.
This podcast is totally going to get deleted because of this.
he was a slave, but he agreed to fight for
the British
in the war. So then, and basically for his freedom. So then when the war was over, he was free to do as he wished, and he went and he bought a plot of land on Oak Island, and suddenly he like started to become a little more rich, and eventually he owned most of the island and even property off of the island too. So people think he probably has found like a little bit of treasure here and there to have gotten all these riches and have bought all that property. So it's pretty cool.
Trying to find the name of this guy. Oh yeah, no, that's not it. There's just a name of like a guy who like they think maybe had like the manuscripts and brought them there. I can't remember what his name was off the top of my head. It was pretty cool. And that theory has a lot of weight behind it. There's a lot of interconnecting things. I can't recall them all, though, off the top of my head. That season was so long ago. November or something. Or January. I was high, so.
I was high all year, so just, like, I know I watched it at some point.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Plus, we don't really watch anything live, so all of a sudden we'll just binge watch the recordings we have, so. Mm-hmm. You look like you're falling asleep.
I'm so high right now.
Your eyes are really squinty.
I think we are bad influences on you because our tolerances are higher. So then you see us because, of course, we're video chatting at the same time as we're recording. And so you are just kind of smoking as we're smoking. And you're just like, oh,
you're
God.
Just like fucking crazy high.
Best night of my life.
And I'm just like, oh, finally, I'm relaxed from the work day.
Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, I had a fucking port today, and I didn't work. But I went out to my yard, and I power washed my rug for, like, an hour.
That's like me spending 4 hours. Most of it was fucking sweeping the deck.
Jesus.
I know. My arms are sore today. That's the good thing about sativas. Like, I just got high and I just would
yes, girl.
Like bong tokes as I went. And I was just like fucking going. I was in no time. Oh, God.
People are going to be listening to this and be like, What?
That's the best way to get your shit done.
is.
To like do your daily activities or like get your exercise in.
Oh yeah. For any chore I ever need to do, I'm like, okay, I'm like towel-y. I just need to get a little high first. And it's like an hour and a half later, we're sitting here just like stared off into space, and I'm like, oh fuck, we gotta go do this.
3 hours now to
But we still do it, so.
do that.
So this laying down of floor process is a more of a process than I thought it would be.
I've watched a lot of YouTube videos and I'm
Oh.
just not interested.
That's a hard no.
Hard no.
Like, I really wish that I would have got the same floors that I got for Ellie's room. They were vinyl planks, but then they had like tape on the bottom and they like taped together and they didn't lock. And these fucking ones, they lock. So, if, like, if it just comes a little bit not straight, it won't fucking lock together. Comes on lock and it comes on lift. It lifts up and
Yep.
I'm getting really pissed at it. Trying to start duct taping it down.
Yep. Yeah. Just get some two-sided tape. Gorilla glue tape.
I'll
Shit.
just pour down some Elmer's glue and then just stick it on top.
No, I don't envy you on that process, that's for sure.
No.
Oh, it's such a gunt.
We've done.
Ellie's floors were so easy, but we've already returned floors once and we've already made cuts on this.
Oh,
And I've already like went through like six boxes.
yeah. You can do it.
I'm mad.
Adulting is.
I'm like $400 deep right now in this floor project.
So you got to see it through.
Oh, motherfucker.
That's not nothing.
I know. You're talking to me. Keep having dreams my teeth are falling out. That's how anxious I am.
Yikes.
Do you have dreams like that? Are you dying, Lindsay? She's went out the camera.
You made me laugh, and they started to cough because I was inhaling at the same time. So, I mean,
Don't
like,
cough,
you know
you'll
what?
get
This is
off.
the realness of being a stoner. It's not always beautiful. Sometimes you're coughing so hard, you're like, oh my God, I have to go pee.
It's true. Like you see those like Instagram posts where these people they rip bongs and these huge hits and stuff. They only show you like the 15-second clip. They don't show you them hacking and puking afterwards because they took this giant rip off of their eyeballs.
Or dabs, those are
Oh
hard
yeah.
on the lungs.
Yeah. Couple of those you do bong rips like nobody's business.
That's crazy.
Know.
My ex once got really paranoid when we were smoking once, and it was just like a regular night. It wasn't like we were smoking a ton.
Yeah.
And he like got really paranoid and then he went and barfed. I
Oh.
was like, chill, dude. What in the world?
Man, you're not cool.
Excuse me.
You're not
So silly.
cool enough to hang
Nope.
Right? I
with us, man.
had to give him the boot.
Yeah.
No dude to boot it.
There's the Canadian.
A
Boot.
boot.
We're going oot in a boot.
My leisure suit.
What is going on?
A fly just came and buzzed into my ear. I think that fly has rabies.
Is
Oh
That
my God, it has rabies
real.
right now. Holy crap. I've been speaking of rabies, I've been following this shit Man, the amount of rabies in the US right now is staggering.
It's too damn high.
Is too damn high.
Oh my.
Places that don't normally have rabies, like ever, reporting like their first cases of rabies. And even in Canada, there's places getting rabies.
That's messed
Rabies is
up.
on the rise.
Is that
That is scary as fuck.
Is that going to be the zombie virus?
Maybe. It'll be the
Somebody said.
They'll try to make a cure for rabies, and then that's what's going to give everybody the zombie virus. Because it's
Did
going
you hear? Was it like the My Favorite Murder podcast where they were talking about the Neighborhood Watch app and somebody was like, raccoon out during the day, and how like she thought that was so silly, but then somebody wrote in and they were like, well, actually, if there's a raccoon out during the day, people should know because that raccoon probably has rabies.
That's
This fly is on drugs. It will just let me catch it. It just lets me catch it.
That's
It's like your
weird.
fruit fly.
Dude, I want to go put him outside.
Corinne's fruit fly? Ow, Piper.
Parkour.
I really want to go put this fly outside. I don't want to kill him.
Right.
Okay, I'm still done.
We'll hold down the fort.
Yeah.
Here we are.
We're in the
Holding it
same
down.
house. We're in the same house.
Yeah, we're in the same house, leaning against the same wall. There's a
Yep.
couple of wallflowers.
Yeah, a couple of kitties kicking around.
The only difference.
That there is absolutely something wrong with that fly. Literally, it was just like kind of walking around and buzzing at me every once in a while, and then I could just like reach down and pick it up. It wouldn't avoid me.
Well, either you got it high,
That's what I was
and
thinking.
now
It's probably sound.
it's like, you're my
Oh
best friend,
my God. I'm gonna give
Nick.
you
So it's either that, or it's like, that's a spirit. It's like Corinne's fruit fly.
it could be.
You've got
Maybe.
your own shit fly.
Fucking annoying, you know. Flies come in when there are demons around.
Oh yeah, and like smells. Pay attention to smells. I read
Right?
that on the list. It's creepy.
Wow.
Have to do a banishment spell.
Ah,
Here's
okay.
Lily to cover up the camera for you. You don't get to see us anymore because the cat is just.
Well, on that note, maybe we should wrap up the thing because we're coming up to an hour now.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool. This was so fun.
I agree.
Okay.
No, that was fun.
Well, that was our show.
That was our show.
That was
Thanks
our
for
show.
joining us. We will continue to do some research and find some cool things to bring to the show so that we have lots of things to keep ch us chatting.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.